Hello?
Hey, what happened? What happened? I lost you there for a minute.
I had to shit so bad. It just was bad. It was real, real bad. I didn't want you to hear me. That was unladylike.
Okay, I understand that. Would you like to continue with the survey?
Yes, I would love to continue with the survey. Go, Barack.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. We were at, let's see, crime. Okay, when did you decide that you definitely wanted to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before election, a few weeks before, or months before?
I'm sorry, baby, I didn't hear you. Say that one more time for me, youngin'.
When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, a few months before?
Talking to you, baby. When I started talking to you, you made me want to elect. I said, I'm going to elect for whoever he going for. Who you going for?
I will tell you, but we're supposed to keep neutral, so we won't
we
influence
keeping it on
your,
the down low, baby.
Your...
We're keeping it on the down low. Keep it on the DL.
I would love to. I would love
Woo-hoo-hoo.
To, but I lose my job. So, you decided to do it on election day a few days before, weeks before, or months before? Hello, ma'am?
Yeah, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was coughing. I had to get that mucus out of my chest.
Okay. So it was on election day a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
I told you, when I started talking to you, it made me want to elect again. I never elected since probably when you was in Pampers, baby.
Okay. So, should I put up?
What made me elect then was my late husband. My late husband was knocking me upside my head, and he just told me vote. And I said, okay.
Okay. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote, what that would
you.
Be in a small phrase?
You. You. It was you. You the main reason. He out of my life. You in my life now, babe.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you so
in
much.
In Virginia.
Most anybody ever talk to me.
Okay. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted if you had participated in that election? Only Democrats, candidates for the General Assembly, only Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or you wanted a mixture of Democrats and Republicans.
I think you got to mix it up sometimes. You got to add fire with fire. When you add fire with fire, you get what I'm saying? You get stuff happening. That's when stuff works. So I think adding
okay,
fire
thank
with
you.
Fire works. Put both of them in there. Let
okay,
both of them nag at each other.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about candidates and issue campaigns, English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online ads like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages, someone going to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members talking about the election, any of those that you heard?
You said, how did I hear about the election?
Exactly.
Yeah, social media.
Facebook,
okay, social boy, media. I be on Facebook all day, sliding, Instagram,
okay.
TikTok.
Okay.
I got an OnlyFans. You wanna add my OnlyFans?
Yeah. At the end. Thank you. That you remember?
I would
any
love
specific...
you to join my OnlyFans because I tell you, you're gonna love it.
Okay. At the end, I'll do that. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to November 7 election in Virginia that especially impacted how you were going to vote in that election, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind how you will vote for which candidates you will support for Virginia Assembly?
No.
Yes or no?
No. No.
No, no. Thank you.
Never did.
In your own words, can you please tell me why, in a small phrase?
I was afraid my husband going to beat me upside my head. I ain't know what he's going to do if I change my mind.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote in the election? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. Can you please tell me why in a small phrase once again?
I'm afraid he'll hit me in my head, beat me.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Which of the following issues played or will have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for Virginia Assembly? Abortion, crime, public safety, economic issues, inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of Virginia Assembly?
I'm thinking. Give me 1 second. Let me think about it. Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead. Take your time.
So, what was my options again? I'm so sorry.
Abortion, crime, public safety, economic issues, inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, giving Virginia Democrats control of Virginia Assembly.
The Democrat one, I think, sounds good.
Okay.
Giving the Democrats the Virginia control, yeah, that one.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? First one. Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high. And some Virginia county prosecutors refuse. Come on. Oh, God.